Petersburg School Board this month voted to award the contract to Alaska Commercial Contractors for $2.3 million. Alaska Commercial has an office in Juneau and employs some Petersburg residents. It was one of six companies bidding on the work. Superintendent Rob Thomason sums up the input from the district's architectural firm.
They were pleased with all the bidders. They are extremely pleased with the winning bidder. They've worked with them before. They are, in some ways, Petersburg-based. The numbers were what they call a tight grouping in terms of they were all within a few hundred thousand dollars as opposed to millions of dollars of difference. And so they're very comfortable that every company was looking at the same thing, so they understood what they're getting into. So we're thrilled with the contractor. We're excited about the project. And it's right on budget for what we had anticipated and set aside out of the timber receipt for our 30% at the borough level.
70% of the project's cost will come from the state, while a local 30% match will be covered by federal dollars the borough has saved. That money is from Secure Rural Schools payments, also known as timber receipts, given to communities near national forest land. The project will mean new walls and windows for Stedman Elementary, built in 1969. Maintenance Director Dan Tate describes the work.
Well, it's going to be quite a sight to see, I think, come the summer. You're going to see large sections of the school with the walls completely down. We're getting 2x6 wall construction, which is an industry standard. Right now, our walls are unbelievably thin, and it's going to be quite a change. When the final siding goes up and the windows are in place, you're going to see a different window configuration that you've seen in the past. It'll be a little more aesthetically pleasing, probably. The biggest thing I think you'll notice is our siding on that's on there right now is more of a vertical nature, and we're going to go, it looks like from the drawings, a two-tone horizontal look to it. And like I said, different window arrangement, which should, like I said, be very pleasing for everyone to see.
Tate says the bids came in low enough to pay for other work at the school. That will include replacing old carpeting, removing asbestos pipe fittings under the building, and new digital controls for the heating system.
In 2005, the mechanical systems of the school were brought up into this century, shall we say. And now with these improvements, plus the name of the project actually goes a little bit greater. We're also getting new radiator and fin tubes and new insulation underneath the school. The envelope is going to be increased all the way across the board. And with the digital controls, like I said, we're coming into the 21st century with that building.
The district was hoping to do the work entirely during the summer when kids are not in class. However, it looks like the renovations will take longer than the 3-month summer break. Principal Erica Clute Painter says construction will be starting up while kids are in school this year,
which poses some challenges that we're working through actually right now, and hoping to work directly with the contractors as well as far as what that might look like and how that will impact students and how we can make it the least impact educationally, with the hope that everything will be up and running and ready to go by the beginning of the school year. That's the real goal.
Clute Painter says the start of the work could be April or sooner, and it may mean closing some parts of the school and juggling classroom space.
Potentially, okay. Yes. And talking about things like, you know, looking at the library, obviously you don't really want to close the library during the school year, but at the same time, that's not a classroom. So, you know, so everything's being looked at, but we really want it to be the least impact on the kids.
Meanwhile, Superintendent Thomason thinks the disruption from construction will be worth a warmer school building that will be more cost-effective to heat in the long run. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.